KVNF Community Radio is pleased to present ArtNet, a P-Town Players production.
The story you are about to hear is true. Only the colors have been changed to protect the artists.
This is the art world. My name is Frieda, Joe Frieda. I carry a brush. 3:45 a.m. I was at Hopper's Nighthawks Diner investigating a 419, illegal implication of despair and gloom on a perfectly nice evening. That's when the call came in. A 232, missing artist model. I headed straight for the station. Morning, Chief.
Joe, I didn't realize you were done with your narration.
I was at 1247 Vincent on a 419 at 347 when I got to 232. I did a 180 and 1060 it back here on the double.
Why is it I always need a calculator to talk to you?
What's this about an artist model?
Guy named Da Vinci. He had a date with some girl to paint her picture she never showed. He's concerned.
Think she might have been kidnapped?
Worse.
Murdered.
Worse. He thinks she's modeling for someone else.
What's the girl's name?
Lisa. Mona Lisa.
Men have named her?
She's so like the lady with the mystic smile.
Is it only because she's lonely that they blame her for the strangeness in her smile?
That I can't really tell you, Joe.
Any distinguishing characteristics?
Just the mouth. She never stops smiling.
A.M. I headed out. Thought I'd canvass the neighborhood. I was driving and thinking, thinking and driving, thinking, thinking, thinking. Forgot about driving. Almost plowed into a little nun taking a group of orphans to the museum. She tells me her name is Sister Wendy. I risk them on a 309 jaywalking. As I filled out the paperwork, I noticed a young man painting in the park across the street. He looked suspicious. I gave the nun the brush off, told her to get her own PBS show, and hightailed it over to the suspect. Morning, sir. Mind if I ask what you're doing with the Eastland paints?
Merde, mon dieu!
I don't speak French. Is that a yes or a no?
I keep trying to paint the stupid toads and frogs, but they keep leaping all over the stupid pond.
Just frogs and toads you're trying to paint? No young women?
Do you see any young women? I would kill for a human model. Then I could tell them to sit still. Look at this toad.
No, thank you. What's your name, sir?
Claude Monet. The big frog painting failure, Monet.
Here's my card. If you see a woman modeling around here, always smiling, call me immediately.
But how am I supposed to capture the way the light plays over the slimy skin of these toads when they keep moving?
Try the lily pads.
What?
The water lilies. They hold still. Paint the water lilies.
Mon Dieu! Brilliant!
I think you'll make a great impression. A.M. I drove on. I'd heard of a new guy in town, crazy man, but crazy enough to steal another artist's model, I had to find out.
Yes?
Mr. Dolly?
Yes?
Joe Frieda, Art Squad. May I come in? 9:37 a.m., I entered the suspect's studio.
Who is it you're talking to?
9:38 a.m., I realize I'm narrating out loud again.
That's a nice watch you keep looking at.
9:39 a.m., I take off my watch, set it down, and begin questioning. I'm looking for a female model named Lisa. Have you seen her?
Seen? Felt. It is a crime merely to lobster. Ant.
I'm just after the facts, sir.
The egg cracks and the world within.
Just the facts.
From one woman springs a mountain.
The facts.
Facts, schmacks, the dogs are howling.
If you don't stick to the facts, I'll have to take you in on a 106.
And what is that?
Inordinate surrealism.
Okay, I don't use models. Who needs models when you have dreams?
Some people have dreams of models.
Some people are the models of dreams.
Some models are dream people.
Some dreams model people.
I think I need to leave. My head is about to explode.
But your watch.
My watch is a Timex. It doesn't explode. Takes a licking.
Your watch is melting.
I repeat, my watch is a Timex. It doesn't
this
melt.
This one does. Look.
Oh, dear.
See, you set it on the radiator, and it's melting.
Look at it oozing down the side of the meadow like time itself is slipping into the past and the future simultaneously.
That's a Timex. That's not supposed to happen.
It's the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. I must paint it immediately.
I'd get a bucket first. Note to self, call Timex with a new slogan. Takes a warmin' and starts deformin'. 11:45 a.m., approximately. I no longer have any idea what time it is. I left Dolly's place, heading to the studio of the other new guy in town, someone who might not know it's not kosher to steal another artist's models.
Hey.
Mr. Warhol, Joe Frieda, Art Squad. Do you mind if I take a look around your studio?
In the future, every studio will be investigated for 15 minutes.
It won't take that long. I'm looking for a model named Lisa.
What an omniscient name. In the future, everyone will be named Lisa for 15 minutes.
Right. Hope you don't mind if I eat and search. I brought my lunch.
In the future, everyone will eat lunch for 15 minutes.
I don't think you've got any models here.
Why?
I don't think any models could stand to be in the same room with you for 15 minutes.
I know a woman named Marilyn and one named Jackie.
Lisa. I'm looking for a Lisa. What?
Your lunch.
Campbell's tomato soup. I eat it right out of the can. More efficient. Good.
Can I have it?
No, it's my soup. Supposed to mix it with a cup of water, but I like mine thick.
No, to paint. Paint the can, man. Can I have the can, man? Can I?
You can have the can, man. I think I'm beginning to see why some people hate modern art.
In the future, everyone will hate modern art.
For 15 minutes, I know. Can we just cue the music, please? 12:15 p.m., give or take. I'd lost my lunch. I'd lost my watch. I was losing my mind. I'd painted myself into a corner. I couldn't take any more modernism. I had to find someone who still used models. As I climbed the long set of stairs to the studio, I knew I had to find someone with stability, someone who played by the rules.
Hello.
Mr. Picasso?
Yes?
Joe Frieda, Art Squad. Sorry to interrupt you. Are you still in your blue period?
Rose. It's all rose now.
I'm seeing red myself. Mind if I come in? It's been a long climb up the stairs.
Actually, I'm a little busy.
What was that?
Nothing.
Pablo. Woohoo.
Do you have a model in there?
No. No models here. Fruit. Bowls of fruit and cow skulls. Nothing more.
Am I the fruit or the cow skull?
Hello, ma'am. Joe Frieda, ma'am. Were you posing for this man?
She's not posing. She's posturing.
You said it was a sitting.
Are you Mona Lisa, ma'am?
Who's asking?
Joe Frieda, Art Squad. I thought I made it clear in my introduction.
Well, I'm Mona Lisa. Pleased to meet you.
Why are you smiling, ma'am?
No reason.
You must have a reason, ma'am.
It's a secret reason.
You can tell me, ma'am. I'm a police detective, ma'am.
No, can't tell you. Won't tell you. It's a secret.
I share all my thoughts, complete with the times I think them. Ask anyone.
Well, that's fine for you. But nobody's ever going to know why I'm smiling.
Fine. You're both coming in for questioning.
What?
682 and a 593. Theft of another artist's model and refusal to share an inner monologue.
No, I've been framed.
Don't worry. It's not a hanging offense. Step away from the easel and nobody gets hurt.
I can explain.
You can't color the case now, Mr. Picasso. There's no tinting the evidence.
But...
Down the stairs, both of you.
Quit pushing.
This is all a mistake.
Watch the stairs. Watch the stairs!
Uh-oh.
Mona, are you all right?
My head feels funny.
Oh, my God.
You said it, Pablo. Ma'am, you're a mess.
No, she's beautiful. Back to my easel. Quickly, quickly.
I think I must have broke something.
She's in no condition.
I must paint her now.
Her nose is all smushed over and her eyes are all clumped over on one side of her head. Her hands are misshapen blobs.
She's perfect.
She needs medical attention.
No, no. If Pablo wants to paint me this way, it would be an honor.
Well, all right.
Yes.
I don't have the heart to take you away, ma'am. Not looking like that. Posing for Picasso Cubist painting may be the last modeling gig you ever get.
Thank you. I think. Are both my ears still attached?
1:45-ish. I left Picasso and Lisa to their session. This had been a heck of a day, but I had one last stop to make.
Yeah?
Mr. Da Vinci?
Yeah, you must be the police. So where's my girl? Where's my Mona?
That's what I came to see you about. Mona's not coming back, at least not with any realism.
Wait, you mean...
I'm afraid so. She's gone abstract.
You gotta be kidding me. What am I supposed to do now? This is gonna be my greatest painting.
It still can be. Buck up, sir. I'm sure you'll smile again.
What, like this?
What's so funny?
Nothing. I'm trying to smile over here.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm trying to smile. Give me a break.
Have you ever seen your smile?
No, not really.
Well, look in this mirror. You have quite the mysterious smile.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, don't I?
You ever consider a self-portrait?
But I'm supposed to paint a woman.
Like I said, you ever consider a self-portrait?
You really think I could?
Don't ask, don't tell, sir.
If you excuse me, I got a masterpiece to create.
2:37 p.m. by the bank clock. I went back to the office and filled out the paperwork. Not yet. I didn't get my man or woman, but Monet, Dali, Picasso, and Da Vinci got their paintings. Pretty good day overall. Not yet. If I was going to wrap up the art world today, I'd say, now that it's all oeuvre, oil's well that ends well. Now.
You've been listening to a production by the P-Town Players. ArtNet was written by Eric Koble and directed by Joanna Joslin. The P-Town Players are, in order of appearance, Thomas Smith, Tim Greenelch, Lisa J., Cooper Woods Darby, Taya J., and Robin Greenelch.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile?
Next up, 15 Minutes of Fame, a farcical retelling of the P-Town Players' origin story written by our very own Thomas Smith.
My name is Joe, Joe Saturday. It's now 2:15 on a sunny afternoon at Yummy Groves. It's my day off, yet I'm investigating a 420, elevated euphoria for no apparent reason. I spot a suspicious-looking stranger who seems to be enjoying the band du jour. I decide to investigate further, so I introduce myself. Joe's the name. Life's my game.
Hi, Joe. You can call me Pablo.
Well met, Pablo. What brings you to Shangri-La-La Land?
You know, the usual. Great weather, delicious food, lively people, lots going on here. But it seems that something is missing.
Yes, I know what you mean. They discontinued the outhouse races several years ago, and also...
No, that's not what I mean. It's like this. Andy Warhol once said that in the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. I'd like to see people have an opportunity to achieve that fame on stage here in Shangri-La.
Are you talking about...
Yes, live theater.
Well, that one has come and gone in Shangri-La over the years. It takes a lot of work, you know. Rehearsals, staging, blocking, sets, costumes, makeup, more rehearsals, etc., etc., etc. Most people are not ready for that kind of commitment. Plus, there's the stage fright factor. There is an alternative. We have a local radio station. Seems like it would be much easier to pull off radio theater gigs.
Okay, I could go with that. When do we start?
We? Start? Are you serious?
Yes, very serious. We can make it happen, if we only give it a try. Nothing to be nervous about. I think you'll do fine. Besides, you have a face for radio.
It's uncharted waters for me, but I do know a lot of people sailing around out there. I'll see what kind of wild and crazy crew I can assemble. People willing to do the unusual for long hours with no pay, just to achieve 15 minutes of fame, possibly.
Pablo! Yoo-hoo! I'm ready.
Got to go, Joe. Mona's tugging at my easel again. Call me when you assemble an ensemble.
p.m. Strolling down the Grand Boulevard in Shangri-La Land. Spot a diva heading my way. Hey, diva, your moment has arrived.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you've been itching for a moment in the limelight.
Stage? Are you talking about footlights, grease paint, outlandish costumes, and a packed house?
Don't get ahead of yourself, diva. I'm talking about great scripts, outrageous sound effects, engaging soundtracks. I'm talking about radio theater. You've always wanted your 15 minutes of fame. Besides, you have a face for radio.
You mean the audience won't be able to see me? What's the point?
You'll have an opportunity to hone your craft by focusing on your dialogue, your accents, your shtick. No outlandish costumes, makeup, or sets to get in the way of your stirring ear candy performances.
Sounds a bit dull, but I might give it a whirl. It might be just the stepping stone to greater performances.
Great, I'll keep you in the loop. 3:20 p.m. by the bank clock. I headed over to the Kingsman Pizza Palace for a slice, and hopefully to meet some likely radio theater suspects. Spotted a couple of possibilities sitting at booth number 3. Hey, you, Janet, can I sit with you all?
Sure, pull up a bench. Do you know my sister? She likes to go by her stage name, Miss Mabel Moth.
I've known your sister off and on for years. Stage name? Are you a theater geek, Miss Moth?
I wish. It's been ages. Ever hopeful.
Janet, in our previous conversations, you mentioned your involvement with the radio station and your passion for creative projects. I think I might have an idea that could be of interest to you. It combines elements of theater, radio, cleverness, drama, spoof, and creativity. I'm talking about radio theater. Are you interested?
Sounds interesting. Tell me more.
I met a fellow earlier today that was interested in bringing live theater to Shangri-La. I suggested an easier alternative, radio theater. He encouraged me to follow through with the idea. I met up with the diva. He reluctantly jumped on board. Now I'm hoping you will also join in.
Absolutely. I've been looking for creative endeavors like this one too.
Damn it, Janet.
Damn it, Janet. What in the world are you signing up for now?
Joe has been telling me about starting a radio theater project.
Radio theater? Love it. Sign me up too. I'm ready.
3:50 p.m. by the local sundial. It's happening so fast. My head is spinning. I've managed to put together a small but dynamic group, scheduled our first meeting at my office at 4:05. Everyone arrives on time except the diva. He finally strolls in at 4:20.
In the future, everyone will show up late for 15 minutes.
Okay, now that we've had a chance to get to know each other, where do we start? Do we write our own material, get local playwriters involved, or search the internet for ideas?
Seems like the quickest and easiest approach to begin with is publish scripts on the internet.
We could start with something simple like The Sound of Music.
The hills are alive.
Or Brit Girl meets Thai Guy in The King and I.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
I like that curly character in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes rolling down the plains.
How about South Pacific?
The Lehigh.
No. All of these ideas are way too complex and require lots of visuals. Not something we can do over the air. We need something written specifically for radio theater.
I came across several clever radio theater scripts online by a playwright named Eric Kobel. Many are spoofs. Could we use one of them?
My favorite Eric Kobel play is a spoof of Dragnet Meets the Art World. Joe, you remind me a lot of Joe Friday from Dragnet. Would you be into doing the lead?
Lead? I have virtually no theater experience. Plus, I have trouble memorizing lines.
You don't need to memorize anything. Just be able to read script. That's one of the advantages of radio theater. You'll do great.
I want to do outlandish characters. Kind of like Frankenstein meets Meatloaf.
Just remember, in the future, everyone will want to do radio theater
for 15 minutes.
Minutes of Fame was written by Thomas Smith and stars, in order of appearance, Thomas Smith, Tim Greenouch, Robin Greenouch, Cooper Woods Darby, Taya J., and Lisa J. Special thanks to Alex Diaz for providing the exceptionally operatic Rodgers and Hammerstein vocals. Stay tuned as the P-Town players sit down to discuss the beginning of this creative collaboration and what attracted each of them to this endeavor.
Thomas Smith.
This group seems to have, it's not too large, you know, we can, if you've got too many people, it gets kind of out of hand for creative. We're going to need a lot more people when it comes to wanting characters for the plays, but it's good to have a core group that's able to meet pretty regularly, and we've had a lot of fun. It's been crazy.
Tim Greenouch.
Yeah, and such a good mix of technical and production skills mixed with some really good talent, so.
Taya J.
I find myself delightfully surprised at how successful we've been. Granted, we haven't aired it yet.
Right.
But just amongst ourselves that we're regular about how much we meet, that we've bonded, that we have all these inside jokes based on what we've done and what we've seen together. And sometimes I think that people in this town are such wonderful creatives that they have so many good ideas and they never come to fruition. Just either they don't have the support or they don't have the resources or they don't have people behind them or there isn't enough consistency. And I just think it's such a lovely surprise that this was such a great idea. This was something that's been brewing in your head, Thomas, for, you know, 20 years, you said.
Yeah,
and that it's finally come to fruition is, to me, such a delight.
Lisa J.
And also, just because it's like an unlikely group of people to come together, when else would this have ever happened that this group of people would have come together to do this? It's pretty cool, and you know, you had it gestating for 20 years and I had it for 20 minutes maybe. You know, it was like I heard the idea and then boom, I jumped on board, and I had no idea I wanted to do this really, and yet they're lining up at the door wanting to do this now because it's such a cool thing.
Cooper Woods Darby.
Yeah, I like you guys are saying, like the whole cohesion of the group. I never really thought this would be such a fun group to be with, but
exactly.
It is.
Exactly.
No offense to any of you.
Once a diva, always a diva.
To be with all of you, if I'm thrown in a room with you, then I guess I'll manage.
And a wise man once said, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that was.
The P-Town Players will be looking for local script submissions in the coming months. If you have a script that can be adapted for radio theater, or if you want to become involved as an actor, sound effects artist, or musician, email us at paoniaradiotheater@gmail.com.
You've been listening to the premiere production of the P-Town Players, a local radio theater troupe. This program was edited and produced by Taya Jay, with production help from Jeff Reynolds. Special thanks to Ali Lightfoot and the KVNF Programming Committee, and to you. Thanks for listening. If you are interested in becoming involved in the future P-Town Player productions, email paoniaradiotheater@gmail.com. Please, would you come to the bank with me? Please. I've asked so many people, but they won't listen to me. You. Will you come to the bank with me? No, don't turn your head. Please don't go away. Listen, if I tell you very carefully why I want you to come to the bank with me, you will come. Won't you?
Tune in next month for our production of the Vintage Radio Theater episode, Come to the Bank. Join Miss Ada Moss as she attempts to save a man who has become entombed in the marble wall of the bank.